AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. Big hand clap right here. We appreciate your listenership. Yes, indeed we do. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course our online streaming where you can always listen live out there on KDOW.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can always do that by emailing me on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. B-I-Z, boy, igloo, zebra. Sometimes it sounds funny when you don't, those letters sound different. So we want to make sure you are able to connect. Or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30. Well, welcome in to the show. I want to talk to my competitors. What coaches, consultants, mentors, advisors, trainers? Got a question for you. Have you decided where you want your business to be in the next 12 to 36 months? And what are you doing to get there? I'd love to know. I'm asking that question because, you know, we are loaded with coaches and consultants, mentors, advisors, and I'm really thinking about marketeers who are marketing coaches, finance coaches and consultants to small businesses, business coaches, consultants, mentors, advisors, trainers. Many of you may work with the SBDCs like I do, SCORE, Women Business Centers, some connection with maybe you're a trainer. Maybe you do some of the training for the Small Business Administration. Maybe you're a social media marketing coach. I'm a business coach, small business coach. I focus on small businesses. Now remember, small businesses are businesses that are fewer than 500 employees. So according to the Small Business Administration, so a small business can be extremely large. A large small business. I mean, we got micro businesses, right? And micro businesses are maybe one to three employees. There could be some debate on how big a micro business is, and maybe a small business, 10 employees, a smaller business, and then you can always go from small, mid to large types of businesses under the small business umbrella. So I'm wondering, and the reason I'm asking is I had a very interesting meeting this week with one of my clients who's just amazing. They're launching their business, a doctor, and she's quite amazing. And we're working through some things that I try to highlight with clients and emphasize, and they get a little bit of business homework. What? And she's going through her processes, And I pulled the curtain back. I never do this, by the way. I never do this. I pulled the curtain back on some of the resources and tools we use in our infrastructure to help us build, grow, scale, look to the future of where we want our company to be. And I rack my brain at times and wonder, what's the problem with getting your business plan done? And just hear me out here. A business plan is not something, and I'm going to take a step back here in a moment. A business plan is not something that you do and then you stick it in your digital briefcase and forget about it. And you get to say, hey, yes, I did a business plan. I haven't looked at it in X amount of months or years, or, and you have to blow off the digital dust. And if you are still very old school, maybe it's stored somewhere in a filing cabinet and you haven't looked at it. And these are live documents. These are live documents, which means that they change and they evolve based on what's going on in your industry, or maybe in the economy, maybe how your customer personas that you, your target customers that you have chosen are teaching you how to do business with them or how not to do business with them, right? So you might have to adjust some things. And I'm going to take a step back here for a moment. Your business model is how you make money. How a company makes money is their business model, how they're going to be profitable. And so we've got this thing called a business model canvas. And so what I was showing this client when I said, I'm going to pull back the curtain for you so you can see this thread. You can see how this all ties together. And then I pulled it back even further. And I said, let me show you the idea assessment that we did, you know, for this company. What is an idea assessment, coach? It's concepts, ideas, to determine whether or not what you're doing is viable. Is it a viable business? And so coaches and trainers and advisors, especially if you're in some form of coaching businesses, that's who I'm really kind of focused on this chat today. And if you're a life coach, if your foundation does not change, you need a business plan, not just your life coach certification. If you're an executive coach, you don't need an executive certification is not all that you need. And you need these other planning tools. Fortune 1000 companies use business plans. And business plans come in all shapes and sizes and pages, and they could be very lengthy or they could be not so lengthy. 10 pages, 20 pages, 30 pages, maybe up to 100 pages, depending. And then you have business plans that may focus on a specific product or a specific angle or specific service or something that you want to provide that you want to go into a little bit more detail about. Why am I saying this? Because I'm bothered. I'm so bothered by the 2023 numbers on the average business, small businesses income revenue for 2023, which across the United States, which is $50,934. And you coaches out there, consultants, it should bother you too if you are a business coach, if you are coaching small businesses and you want to see them grow and develop. And that should, why? What's going on? And maybe your business is one of those businesses that did $50,934. I don't know. But I drew this eye line for this amazing She's amazing, guys. I kid you not, amazing. And she's going to launch a powerful business. And she's going through her processes, and I'm taking her through the granular steps. And going into business is not a, it's one thing to know your discipline and your skill. And no coach or business coach is questioning your disciplines, what you've learned, what you've done over the last 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. No one's, that's not why we coach you. That's not why we consult or advise you. We're trying to bridge your disciplines that you want to bring to the market, your products and services, with entrepreneurship. And doing it at a competitive, hopefully at a competitive advantage, sustainability. And sometimes these businesses start and they want to just start marketing. I'm like, why are you marketing? You don't have a business plan. You didn't do a business model. You guys in tech that are, you know, you want to advise, you want to pick up clients to work on whatever tech solution you have, and you're not even ready. And you're wondering why you can't close a deal. And you're wondering why, what's going on? So I'm drawing this thread. I said, here, these are the things that's going to help you stay on track in your business. You're going to know what's going on. And if you need to adjust something, you can adjust your business model canvas. We take the business model canvas and we thread it through the business plan. And so our business plan is about 28 pages, 29 pages long. And it's tight. It is clear, concise to what we're trying to achieve. So all of my coaching colleagues and consultants and mentors, advisors and business trainers, I'm calling on you to take this opportunity to not only consult and coach your businesses, advise them, but what are you doing? Are you doing the things that you're telling them to do? Or are you just feeding them information in and you have none of the structure in place yourself? Do you have a business model canvas? Do you have a business plan? Have you done your financial model? Probably the financial model. We like looking at the numbers. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back and into the show. I'm talking to my colleagues out there today. The powerful gurus out there. My business coaches, consultants, advisors, trainers, dedicated to seeing your clients achieve their goals. To working with small businesses. California, 99.8% small businesses. The United States, 99.9% small businesses. Don't you think we should be really focusing on what if every small business in the United States, every small business in the United States were making at least $1 million. Now we know there's small business. If you're a small business and you're 100 to 499 employees, the average income is about $40.77 million. Okay. So we know, but $50,934 the average median income for small business is crazy. What if that median income was $1 million? What would that do? I mean, it would so infuse the economies of your cities, counties, states. Amazing, right? Amazing. I like how you ever see amazing, A-H, amazing. It would be amazing. How do we do that? How do we grow these businesses to multi-million dollar businesses? That's a really good question, but that's not what we're talking about today. I'm talking about, I'm going to go back to my original question if you're just tuning in to the show. My original question is to business coaches in some form or fashion. And I would say life coaches too. Life coaches are important because they help you have that work-life balance, right? If you're a business owner and you're flustered and frustrated and it's really difficult to work with small businesses when there's major challenges going on in their personal life because it's a distraction, it's difficult, and they have to resolve those issues, and it might need a life coach, might need other resources, right? Just living resources, money to pay the bills. Sometimes it's needing finances and they're trying to start a business, and maybe a single mom trying to start a business and struggling. So there's real challenges. But my question for my colleagues, have you decided where you want your business to be in the next 12 to 36 months? Where are you going to be? Are you going to be the next high six-figure, seven-figure business coach or consultant in the next 12 to 36 months? How did you get there? What are the steps? Everyone needs a coach. At least that's what my coach says. One of my coaches. Coach, you have a coach? Of course. Who's wildly successful. Both of them wildly successful. In so many ways. Why? Because there's other levels that I myself want to grow to. You know, I think it's when you feel like you can't be just real, that you know it all, and that you don't need any other support, and you've learned everything, contact me. I'd love to get your autograph. Take you to lunch. We're all standing on someone else's shoulders. We're all standing on someone else's shoulders. I enjoy learning. I enjoy heeding the advice of smart people, smart coaches, people that are investing in my life as I invest in. I invest in the coaches, by the way. It's not a freebie, right? And it's not cheap. It is definitely an investment. So you got to be willing to invest for that next level. And I said before, if you want to realize bigger successes as a small business owner, if you want to realize unusual, I like to say uncommonly impressive results, or your business, you want to be uncommonly impressive, then you have to do uncommon things. You have to do things that your competitors aren't doing. You've got to make choices that your competitors won't make, like simply doing a business plan and utilizing it, implementing it, working it, adjusting it. I was showing my client how many times I adjusted our business model canvas last year. And then I came into 2024, I keep the different iterations, and I explained to her why it was necessary to make the adjustments. Business model canvas 9-page panel document. It's a live document, so you have to change it when things, you're getting new information. On what? To improve how you're going to make a profit, to improve how you're going to create income. And so I showed her how many times I've updated it this year. Now, we're so tight on it that we probably don't really need to make any updates on it for a while, other than key partners that we're working on bringing in the door. We're very excited about that. I wish I could let the cat out of the bag on that one. But these are the things, and I told her, I said, these are the things that my competitors aren't doing. I said, they're out there beating the street, and I'm planning and preparing. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Baby,
welcome back.
Give it up. Turn it loose.
Welcome back into the show. We are talking to my colleagues out there, you business coaches, consultants, crushing it, mentors, advisors, business trainers. It's all of the different training classes, workshops, webinars, Eventbrite, SBDCs, SBA. If you go to SBA's website and look at upcoming events, you'll find all kinds of training classes and workshops and all of that out there doing all that. You guys are doing a lot of good work. But I want to inspire you to go deeper. I want to see you guys go to a ridiculously successful level. And as I continue my story, if you're just tuning in, I'm telling a story about how I pulled the curtain back on my business with a client this last week and showed her the building blocks that she's now going through to launch and position her business to be wildly successful. It takes time building and investing. And so I'm very real about the difficulties. And as coaches, who she will be a coach in her own right, consultant, the service industry gets difficult. Wedging in is difficult, right? And especially depending on who your target market is or who your customer personas are. But that's not what I want to talk about. I'm talking about, what are you doing for your business to create your next level moves over the next 12 to 36 months? Last year, I began, well, I do this every year, actually, at the end of each year, I'm looking at and reviewing what worked, what didn't work. What do the financials look like? Are there things that we were paying for and we underutilized? Can we utilize them better, or do we need to let them go? Things that I've written about this business, I started writing things when I was transitioning my business on the Edge, to Small Business Concierge, and bringing Business on the Edge in as part of our media component. I was writing about it 2 years ago, creating SOSTIC plans, digital marketing plans, and how this might be structured. And so I'm taking her through who pulls back their curtain of their business to show them, because I wanted to show her how the thread works, how you intertwine. How do you weave it into your business plan? How do you weave your business model into your business plan? And when she saw it and she was looking at my customer personas. Remember, I just said we updated our business model canvas days ahead. Guess what? It was updated in the business plan. Business plan is up to date. And so the light bulb went on for her and she said, oh, I can see how all of this ties together. And it was like the most, now I can't do that with every single client and I would not. But I have some intentions to work deeper with this person and for us to be on some of the same platforms and stages. She's amazing. And she got it. Don't you love it when they just get it? She just got it. I've got to go to a commercial break. This segment is just way too short. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Love it, love it, love it. Small Business Concierge, what are we doing? What are we up to? We're up to so much. We're up to so much. We are, if you've been watching out there, we've posted some new videos. You can always find our new, I was looking at a video actually prior to coming on this show that one of our creatives sent over to me and says, hey, I've got this new video done. Can you take a look at it? Let me know your thoughts. It's just amazing, amazing. And our content is just increasing in terms of what we want to get out there. I'm like, great, it looks great. Just let's get it out there. And so if you want to go out to our YouTube page and follow us, we're definitely building that up and building our followers out there. So if you're already a YouTuber, go out there and subscribe to us and check out some of the things that we're doing. I do my Small Business Fitness, Friday Fitness, which you'll see that tomorrow. They come out on Fridays, typically. Every now and then, there may not be one for holidays, things like that. People are doing different things like last Friday, Good Friday. But that's me raw. So if you catch the Small Business Friday Fitness, there's coach is, if you can't take me without being all suited up, then you can't take me when I'm not suited up. But about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, just lining, getting fit, physically fit, and keeping your business small, business fit. Our magazine will be out in a couple of weeks, somewhere between the 16th and the 20th. We're excited. So hopefully you'll catch that digital magazine out there that is supporting our small businesses. So much, so much going on. We are scaling. We are building. Why? Because I want to see small business owners throughout the United States. I'm not going to be happy until the median is at least, come on, $180,000, $200,000, $250,000, small businesses all over the country. We've got to create some changes. We've got to create some changes, and I'm dedicated to creating that change. I want to motivate you to go bigger. Do more. If a Fortune 1000 company needs a business plan, you need a business plan. He says, if you haven't done, and let me just say, don't do your business plan if you have not done a business model canvas. Do that first. And why do you do that first? Because your business model canvas is the vision. It's the blueprint. It is telling you how your business is going to be successful, how it's going to operate successfully. how it captures your vision. It captures everything in this snapshot of your business. And then you take it and you thread it through your business. So you're laying out goals and strategies later in your business plan, and it's this broader articulation of what the business model is, what you put on that canvas. And so do that first, my coaches and my colleagues out there. I know you guys, I know a lot of you guys don't have it. I would even venture to say that more of my colleagues do not have a business model canvas versus those that do. And you're leaving money on the table. You're leaving opportunities on the table. And in our industries, we're constantly researching and working and wanting to stay on the cutting edge of what we're presenting in our offerings to support our businesses. So I want to invite, you can go out to my website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. If you're a coach, consultant, life coach, business coach, marketing coach, social media coach, mentor, advisor, training, management coach, financial coach, you need to go out to my website and become one of our members of our Small Business Concierge Fitness Center. We have over 500 resource links and growing resources, videos that will, it's just so much power pods. We're in talks right now with a company to add an AI component inside the Small Business Fitness Center. Why? Because you need to be strong. You need to crush it. You need to crush it. And you are really competing, not against me, really, or other competitors out there. Yes, we have competitors, but you're really competing against your best version of your business. Here's my question again. I've asked it several times in the show. This is what I kick the show off with. My coaches, your consultants, mentors, advisors, trainers out there, teachers of business and resources and procurement. You know, if you're a procurement, you talk about government, doing government contracting. Where do you see your business in the next 12 to 36 months? I know exactly where I see my business. I know exactly where I see it by the end of 2024, 2025, and scaling, right? Once. And what are you doing? What are you doing to get there? What are you doing to get there? And it matters. And you know, even though I'm a business coach, I can't coach everyone. Really. It's too many. It would just like crush me and kill me. So I want to invite you guys out there. Go take a look at what we're doing out there. In contrast with the PhD, this is a doctoral achiever, amazing author. And I'm working with her to get her business off the ground. Humble, just amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm gonna work with this lady because I think she is a powerhouse. Building partnerships. I'm saying to my coaches out there, if you wanna build a $1 million business, how do you do that? How do you do that? You definitely have to have the right systems and processes in place. I talk about systems and processes. Got to do it. I got to get out of this segment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back into the show. I was going to let them play a little bit. I'm sitting there, got caught up in text messages there. Technology, it's crazy. It's taking over. Just take it over. Welcome in, welcome in, welcome in. Yes, we're wrapping up. We're at the bottom of the show. Bottom of the show just goes so fast, goes so quickly. So let me give you the culmination of my story. So I'm working with a coach. I'm consulting. I'm the coach's coach. Starting a business. She's starting a business. Smart, amazing author. She's done some great things. And realizes that there needs to be a bridge between what she's doing to launch a successful consulting business in terms of what she's doing. So I pulled back the curtain of my world. I've gotten to know her extremely well. She's one of our small business fitness users, soon to be users, I should say, and excited and pulled this curtain back. It's already seen inside the small business fitness center. Pulled the curtain back on. I said, I don't coach and don't do what I'm telling you. Because it works. It works. It gives me perspective. It gives the business owner perspective and choices and how to lead your team. And she, when she saw the thread of how from the ideation, idea assessing, to the business model canvas, to the business plan, and how everything tied together, and could literally see things pulled out of these plans and looking at how they work together to create a business system. You want a business system. You can be in business and not have a system, right? You don't want to do that. You want to be a business system so you can disengage and you can do the things as business owners and CEOs do. And so for my colleagues out there, coaches, again, we want to encourage you to go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, get connected to our Small Business Fitness Center. And on contrast, I got to tell this story. Let me see if I can tell this story before we get out of the show. On contrast, I got a brand new, not a client, young millennial. I'm just saying, don't get offended, just saying. And will not tech. Cybersecurity will not invest in their own growth. Listen, and they got my audience because they happen to know someone who knows me who connected us and wanted me to talk to them. Sure. Said, hey, get connected to our Small Business Fitness Center. I can help you, and we can help you get the right pieces in place so you can really grow your business. We see that you've done a lot of great work in the cybersecurity space and all of that, but no one knows you. Let me just tell you, when you come out of your corporate worlds and you want to just start a business, and it's you don't always come out with customers. It depends on where you're at on the food chain, first of all. And you can do this work and you're starting over. No one cares. No one really cares. You know what they care about? What have you done now in your business? What have you achieved? Who have you worked with? And so I'm explaining, and they wouldn't spend $27 a month to help themselves because they're in their own way. And, you know, I told their relatives who are great colleagues and friends and, you know, we've done a lot of business together. I said, they don't, and offered an opportunity for them to be one of our coaches. But no. And so right now, just doing his business and bartering. How many of you know by a show of hands, that's not a good idea? I'm like, okay, so you could invest in a fitness center. We can help you put the right things in place, your infrastructure, and you have an opportunity to become one of our coaches and get paid and make your money back. And you don't want to do that. And they just wanted to barter with me. They wanted me to give them my coaching time. And I said, that's just not how this works. So this is what I'm saying. Quick story. This is what I'm saying. invest in where you want to be in the next 12 to 36 months. Your guys, your coaches, whatever type of coach you are, go out to our Small Business Concierge Fitness Center. On the landing page, we've got a list of things that are beneficial to you. And if you feel like it's important value to you, because I know you're researchers, I know you dig deep. This is what I love about coaches and consultants, mentors, advisors, and trainers, because they're going deeper. Go deep with us. We will go deep with you, and we will help you get to your next level. And maybe you'll end up being one of our coaches as well. That's what it's all about. Let's get to these next levels. Let's go to these next levels. And if you are targeting bigger platforms, bigger fish, bigger opportunities, then I would be glad to have you as part of our network and working with businesses and doing the work that you're doing. Go out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Check it out. This is Margaret Jackson. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.